Stanley, did you get my parka?
Gee, thanks, Mom. These ski poles are neat.
Did you get my line gloves, darling?
Oh, Mother, what about the ski pants?
Wait, wait, just a minute. Now, here are the ski pants, and here are the fur-lined gloves.
Oh, Mother, this is just darling.
I like it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I thought it was
cute. I never wear these.
Oh, you better not. They're mine.
Oh, boy, these are great. I can hardly wait until Friday.
Jeff, don't use the ski poles on the carpet.
I'm just getting a feel of them.
The feel of something if you don't stop that.
Well, I'll go outside then.
Oh, you know, I just read in the paper that they had a big snowfall in Mount Balsam, and skiing is just perfect.
Oh, great.
Mother, I'm going to try these on.
Oh, good. Do that.
Oh, I tell you, I haven't seen so many people in the store since the week after Christmas. And after fighting the crowd, I came to the car and found this.
Is that a parking ticket?
I was just furious.
Well, darling, it's just a $2 ticket.
Oh, honey, it isn't the money. The parking meter was wrong. Yes, it was. I put a dime in the meter for an hour, and when I came out, it was expired.
Well, then obviously you were parked more than an hour.
No, honey, I was only gone for 55 minutes.
Well, you must not have timed it right. The parking meter couldn't be wrong.
Why couldn't it? I mean, why take the word of a machine against that of a human being?
Oh, because machines aren't subject to human error. Honey, it's your word against the parking meter. Just pay it and be done with it.
Well, all right. I'll pay it, but I'm going to let them know that I'm doing it under protest. I think my sense of timing is just as good or better than any old parking meters.
You think you have a perfect sense of time?
Well, honey, you know that I can boil you a couple of 3.5-minute eggs for breakfast and take them out right on the dot without ever looking at a timer.
Mm-hmm. Darling, how long would you say it's been since you came into the house?
5 minutes.
Sorry, been 10. From now on, I think you better use the timer for my eggs.
Son, we'll be in Hilldale in a few minutes. We'll stop and have lunch.
Say, Dad, here's a list of all the stars who are going to appear at that benefit with you.
Uh-huh.
Why is your name down near the bottom?
Well, they list the names alphabetically.
But they have Ephraim Symbolus on top.
Why don't you stop reading Variety and start reading some comic books like other kids your age?
Because other kids my age don't have Tony Martin for a father. Your autograph, maybe.
Save your jokes for your mother.
There's two of them, Dad. They must know you're a big shot.
See you at the station, Charlie. Can I see your license, please?
What's wrong, officer?
You were doing 48 miles an hour in a 40-mile zone.
But I was watching my speedometer when I heard your siren. I was only doing 40.
You were clocked on the radar. Let's see that license. Oh, from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Tony Martin. Any relation to Dean Martin?
He's my father.
Dean Martin's your father. He doesn't look that old. You don't look that young.
You do a great job with makeup out there.
Well, Mr. Martin, you have out-of-state plates, so I'll have to ask you to follow me to the courthouse.
Look, officer, do you mind if I pay the fine now and be on my way?
Sorry.
I wonder if that cop would have given you a ticket if you were Dean Martin.
He gave one to Dean's son. He gave one to Dean.
Now, Mrs. Stone, you do admit that the parking meter read expired when you got back to your car.
Yes, Your Honor. But I was parked for only 55 minutes, and I paid for 1 hour.
In other words, you claim that the parking meter was in error?
I certainly do.
It's the first time I've heard that excuse.
Well, just because I'm the first one to use it doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Now, surely, my word should count for as much as a machine's.
She's right. We got too many machines telling us what to do.
Are you calling Mom a machine?
Unfortunately, Mrs. Stone, the court must assume that the parking meter is correct. That's the law. So if you'll just pay the $2 fine.
But I would like to register a strong protest.
only way you can do that is to ask for a jury trial. I think you'd just better pay the $2.
Oh, but, Your Honor, I don't care about the $2. All I care about is what's right. You see, it's a matter of principle. We have too many machines telling us what to do.
That's just what I said.
Quiet. There will be no more comments. Then, do I understand that you demand a jury trial?
Yes, sir, I do.
Very well, I'll set your trial for Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're next, young man.
He doesn't know who you are, Dad.
At least he called me young man. Good for you.
Oh, thank you.
Officer, what are the charges?
Your Honor, this man was clocked on radar. He was doing 48 in a 40-mile zone.
That's Tony Martin.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Well, Your Honor, when I first came into court here, I was ready to plead guilty and pay my fine. But after listening to this lady, I'd like to change my plea to not guilty.
On what basis do you plead not guilty?
On the basis that the radar was wrong, that I wasn't going over 40 miles an hour.
All right, I'll set your trial for Friday. You'll be here at 9 o'clock, too. But being a non-resident, you'll have to post a $15 bond to guarantee your appearance. Just pay the clerk. Court dismissed.
Excuse me, Mr. Martin. My name is Donna Stone. I guess you don't know
nobody around here seems to know me either.
Oh, well, it was a long time ago, but you sang at my wedding.
I was at your wedding?
Well, not exactly. We had our reception at a place where you were singing, and you dedicated a song to us.
Well, nice meeting an old friend again.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'd like you to meet my young son, Tony Jr.
Oh, hello, Tony. Well, how long are you planning to stay in Hilldale?
Till Friday. That's on account of the judge. See, I was planning to go straight through to Chicago.
Oh, you mean you're going to stay here 2 whole days just to fight that ticket?
Well, that's all right. I like what you said about machinery. I'm convinced that no small box of wires is a better man than I am.
Jeff, wait.
Donna, what's the matter?
Oh, Alex, you'll never guess who I saw in the courtroom today.
Mother, what is it?
You scared me to death. Who did you see in court?
Tony Martin.
Tony Martin, the barber? I see him every day.
Oh, no, not that Tony Martin. Tony Martin, the singer. You know,
Tony
he sang...
Martin?
Yes, he sang at our wedding reception.
No, what's he doing in Hilldale?
Oh,
what's he doing in court?
Wait till I tell you.
Mother, Tony Martin, does he have a TV show?
Oh, honey, I don't think so. But at any rate, when I was standing in front of Judge Thompson...
Is he one of those cowboy singers?
Oh, silly. No, he's polished and sophisticated.
Come on, darling, what did happen in court?
Well, now, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Judge Thompson wasn't the least bit interested in hearing about that parking meter that didn't work, so I demanded a jury trial. And then Tony Martin said that he wasn't speeding, and he demanded a jury trial, too.
A jury trial for a parking ticket?
We're both going to have our jury trials on Friday morning. Of course, I don't expect to win the thing, but at least I'll have an opportunity to tell them that... Friday.
Yeah. The day we were going to leave to go skiing.
Mother, how could you?
Boy.
Well, in the excitement of the courtroom, I forgot.
Well, honey, you'll just have to go down to court, explain it to the judge, pay the fine, and forget about it.
Oh, Alex, it won't be that easy.
Well, what's so hard about it?
Well, it was on account of me that Tony Martin asked for a jury trial, too. I can't back out on him.
Where's he staying? I'll call him and talk to him.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I invited him and his son here for dinner tonight, and they accepted.
Really?
If we don't get away this weekend, I'll never have a chance to use my new skis.
I've already told Arlene I was going skiing. Now what can I tell her?
Now wait a minute. I feel as badly about this as you do, but sometimes you have to suffer for your principles.
Well, honey, it's all right to suffer for your principles, but why should other people suffer for them?
You make me sound terribly selfish.
No, darling, you're not selfish, but... Well, maybe in this case, a little thoughtless. Oh, wait a minute, I know.
What, dear?
Well, I'll have to have a talk with Judge Thompson.
Are you going
to
bribe him?
That'll be ridiculous.
I'll just do what you should have done. Have him set the trial back till we get home from our trip, And that way, we can have our skiing, you can have your principal, and Judge Thompson can have his $2.
Daddy, do you think he'll do it?
Oh, of course he will. After all, Ed Larkin and I had lunch with him a couple of times at the Civic Club. I went fishing with him once. And after all, setting back a trial is fairly standard. It's done all the time.
But, darling...
Hello? Oh, Judge Thompson? This is Alex Stone. We went fishing together once. I'm a friend of Ed Larkin's. Well, anyway, Judge, my wife, Donna... Donna Stone. She was in your court this morning. Traffic ticket. And I was wondering maybe if you could... What? Oh, no, Judge, I didn't mean that... Judge, wait a minute. That never entered my mind. Judge, you got it all wrong. Hello? Hello?
What did he say? What happened?
He said I had no right to call him on a case that was going before the jury. He said it was unethical.
But we'll call him back and tell him that...
Oh, no. He said if I mentioned it again, he'd hold me in contempt.
But...
He meant it.
Why don't you go skiing without me?
My, don't you look nice. Well, we're having strawberry shortcake for dessert tonight. We're having a very good dinner, dear.
Mm.
All right. So I'm a Benedict Arnold, a deep-dyed villain.
But honey, I didn't say a word.
For about an hour.
Well, nobody's blaming you, Mother.
It can't be my imagination.
You're just doing what you feel you have to do.
All right, I give up. When Mr. Martin gets here, I'll tell him that I've changed my mind, that I'm going to pay the fine, and we'll call off the jury trial.
Does that mean we can go skiing?
Yes.
Oh,
honey, I think that's being very sensible.
Oh, Mother, is there anything I can do for you?
No, thank you, dear.
Now admit it, you feel better.
Well, it is nice to have my family like me again. I still feel like Benedict Arnold.
You'd have been proud the way Donna stood up to the judge in court.
I'm sure it was very... inspiring.
That's the word, all right. Just like watching a great big parade.
The judge didn't think so. He just thought I was being obstinate. As a matter of fact...
That's the point. You gotta be obstinate if you're right. Let me use your phone, please, huh?
Oh, certainly.
I'm gonna call my lawyer.
Oh, well, but that isn't necessary for just a traffic violation.
But we're going to trial, remember? Long distance, please. Yes, I'd like to call Beverly Hills, California, Crestview 17788. That's right. Make it collect, please. Tony Martin. Martin, not Barton. Martin, like in mustache. Yeah, I'd like to speak to Mr. Lionel Franzenheim. F.R. Well, you have that.
You're going to a lot of unnecessary trouble.
But he's a very good man. You know, all my life I've said, you can't fight City Hall, and here I am trying. Hello? Oh, he's not in? Well, leave word for him to call me at Hilldale 7281. Thank you. You all look like you just saw one of my pictures on television.
Well, dinner's almost ready. Excuse me a moment.
I'll help you, Mother.
All right. Have the boys come in from the patio, please.
No, sure, darling.
Mr. Martin, when you were in Hollywood, did you ever get a chance to see Pat Boone?
Sure did. I was so close to him, I could see the scuff marks in his white shoes.
Now, why discuss Pat Boone? I'd rather talk about Sid Charisse.
Oh, I'll bet you would. Alex is one of your wife's greatest fans.
Oh, that's very nice, Alex. I'm sorry she couldn't be here. Tony and I are meeting her in Chicago.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff. How come you're putting sugar on your strawberry shortcake?
Just for energy.
Do you think you need any more?
Well, I'm gonna need a lot of it when we all go skiing on Friday. I'm sorry.
Forget it, Jeff.
Well, I thought you'd already talked...
Forget it, Jeff. I think I understand now. You were all going on a skiing trip. On account of me and the jury trial, you're staying, huh? Certainly not. After all, wasn't Donna the one who brought up the jury trial in the first place?
But Alex, you thought that...
Never mind what I thought. I think now you should take this to a jury, even up to the Supreme Court if necessary.
Alex!
I won't let you do it. I know what a skiing trip means to the kids. I won't let you call it off on my account.
Now, Tony, it's not on your account. It's for all of us.
I'll get it. Tony, you can't back out now.
Why not? We didn't want to be found guilty by a piece of machinery. We're not machinery. We're flexible. We can change our minds. If you and I pay the fine, let the kids all go skiing, and little Tony and I'll be on our way to Chicago. I guess it's true after all, you can't fight City Hall. I knew there had to be a reason. I've been saying it all my life.
Daddy, that was your service. Judge Thompson called him, and he's on his way over here.
Judge
Thompson? What does he want?
I don't know.
I guess he wants to call off the whole thing and save the money on the jury trial.
I don't think so. I think it's about my phoning him. You see, I called about changing the date of the trial, but I never got the chance. He blew up and said it wasn't ethical for me to discuss the case with him.
Well, can they put you in jail for that, Dad?
You won't do a thing. I'll call my lawyer. We'll take this to the Supreme Court.
Judge Thompson, good evening. Come in.
Thank you. Dr. Carmichael told me that you were taking his calls this week.
That's right.
Good evening, Judge Thompson.
Oh, how do you do?
What seems to be the trouble?
Yeah. Oh, this is my daughter, Margaret. Say hello, honey.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. My wife's been away and won't be back till tomorrow, and Margaret's been rather listless and hasn't eaten much all day, and I don't think there's anything wrong with her, but I thought I'd better bring her over and let you take a look at her.
Does she have a temperature?
No, I just took a temperature about 20 minutes ago. As a matter of fact, it's a little below normal.
Well, let's take her into my office.
All right. Come on, Annie. Oh, come on now.
That's all right, Margaret. Why don't you just come right over here? I think it'll be as good as
you. You go
office.
With the doctor.
All right. Has she complained of any pains?
No, her stomach's been a little upset, but then she's had that before. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Open your mouth to the doctor. Atta girl. Yeah.
Oh, good evening. Mr. Martin, isn't it?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm sorry about your little girl.
Oh, she'll be all right. But then with her mother away, I thought it best to play safe.
Of course. Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
Looks like you're gonna get your $2 back, and I'm stuck.
Well, I was right, wasn't I? No temperature, huh, Doc?
I'm afraid you were wrong, Judge. She has quite a temperature.
She has?
As a matter of fact, you had no business taking her out in this kind of weather.
Sorry, I didn't know. Is it serious?
No, I don't think so. Seems to be a 24-hour virus. There's a lot of that going around. But I wouldn't recommend taking her out of this house tonight. She can sleep here. She'll be all right.
No, she wouldn't do that. She never has slept in a strange house. As a matter of fact, we have enough trouble trying to get her to go to sleep at home.
Well, what do you do at home?
Her mother sings her to sleep.
Tony, would you like to play mother?
Well, I've seen it work in the movies. Maybe it'll work here. Come on, darling. You gonna let me put you to sleep? You like your mommy to put you to sleep, huh? But I'm certainly gonna try.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray. until that sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Warrant you queen for a day, say. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
She's fast asleep.
She's going to be just fine. I'm sure you can take her home in the morning, Judge.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stone. I'm very grateful to you. And you too, Mr. Martin.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. But in my profession, the last thing we want to do is to put someone to sleep.
I see what you mean.
Well, we'll see you Friday, Judge Thompson.
Oh, yes, the jury trials.
Look, Your Honor, we'd both like to pay the fine and forget the trial.
But, Tony, if we pay the fines, we don't prove anything.
Mrs. Stone, what have you got against machines? Would you like to give up your vacuum cleaner or your washing machine?
Well, of course not. But they don't sit in judgment on me. It isn't a matter of their word against mine.
The point is that machines are more accurate than people.
Are they? You took Margaret's temperature with your thermometer, didn't you?
I see what you mean. I'll see you in court. Goodbye. Thanks
Goodbye.
Again. Good night, Judge. I'll check with you later, see how she's doing.
Fine, Judge.
Thanks again.
Good night.
Good night.
You know, Donna, every time you see the judge, you make a speech.
Oh, isn't it terrible? I can't control myself. But you know, every time we see you, you sing that song.
That song?
Mm-hmm. That's the song that you dedicated to Alex and me the night we got married.
Mrs. Stone, Mr. Martin, you've both pleaded guilty and asked for jury trials. Is that correct?
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
Having been lately given a dramatic lesson in the fallibility of machines, I had the parking meter and the radar equipment checked. The radar equipment, I found, actually was in error. Mr. Martin, you were only going 40 miles an hour. The charges against you are therefore dismissed.
Thank you.
We also found that the parking meter was in error. By 6 minutes.
Oh, well, I knew it.
But the wrong way. The meter was slow, so you actually were parked 6 minutes longer. However, the violation is still the same, a $2 ticket.
Oh, Your Honor, you better have that machine checked again. I'm sure that I wasn't wrong. I particularly looked at my watch and checked the time, really.
Mrs. Stone.
Yes, sir?
Your watch is also a machine.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pay the $2.
You know, Donna, you can't fight
City Hall.
Thank you. a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.